Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Right now, good morning. It's Miss J in the morning. You have this
to start your day in the best way right here with me, your girl, Miss J. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, everyone who is logged in on the computer, listening. Those of you who are listening on irsradio.com, shout out to my East Coast family. I see everybody who's calling in right now, 714-816-4743. That was Kirk Franklin. Before I die, before you die, you got to live. So get up and live right now, right now, right now. We are weeks into the new year, and some of y'all are still stuck in 2012. It's 2013, y'all. So today, my focus is to push you, to probe you, to enforce, to encourage you, not just to OD on positivity the way we do it right here on Miss J in the morning, but to get up and live. Some of you have been praying and praying and praying for a job for years, and now that you got it, you stuck your routine, and you feel that that's it. Now you got your job, you're straight. No, you have more to do in life. God is calling you to do more. He promised that he will supply all of your needs, but he also gave us a special gift, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and Christ came that we may have life and that more abundantly. Christ didn't come so you can get a job and work for somebody for the rest of your life, retire, and then that. He did not come so you can have a whole bunch of kids stressed out, get on welfare, be in lack. He did not come for you to do a whole bunch of community service and grind your body into the ground and die toe up and roll out in debt. He came that we may have life and that more abundantly. So if you are not living in abundance, you are out of the will of God. Not in abundance and stress, not in abundance in bills, not in abundance of debt. Not an abundance of worries, an abundance of life, living, not just surviving. So get up and live right now. That's our focus today on Ms. J in the morning. Call everybody you know. Text them right now. Say, hey, I'm listening to Ms. J in the morning, so join me. 714-816-4743. We got some news, some important announcements going on. Area code check-in coming up. Some great things happening in your community. Everybody around the world is listening. Yesterday we had a shout-out from Costa Rica. Shout out to my Costa Rica listeners out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. International, baby. Miss J in the morning, that's how we do it. Shout out to all of our independent artists. I support local artists. I support international and national artists as well. But you know what? They got the deal. They done got signed. They got the contract. They out touring. They got the team to do what they want to do. I'm giving a shout out to the ones that are indie, doing it all on their own. They going home, taking care of their families, then in the studio, then at work, then doing a gig. They on the phone. They calling somebody. They emailing. They doing it all by themselves. So shout out to Sam Collier out there in the ATL. Started out with Sam. Now, Sam has done some great things with international artists. He's written for India Irie, some major artists already when he was in high school. So now Sam is out, a great adult, a great man of God, doing some awesome music. Make sure you log on to NoLosing.com. The trilogy, Volume 1, 2, and 3, is available for download for free. Y'all didn't believe me. I had a couple of people to email me and say, these albums is off the chain. So if you guys are looking for some great music to rock to, listening for some great music that your kids would love and that would speak into their lives, an array of different genres. This boy is multi-talented. Y'all need to log on and download all three for free. It ain't going to last long, y'all, so go ahead and get it right now. So, in celebration of life, we're going to give it our all. Shout out to Sam Collier. Here he is on Ms. J in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. Because we're not losing anymore. We got to keep moving. You can't stop this movement. We're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away, yeah. And I don't care if they say I'm not. Oh,
give it up yet. It's only been 1 year, and I feel like I've already won the war. If I can see the victory up ahead, then it's telling me to keep reaching out for more. It may not be that close, but I know I won't stop until I grab it. I feel like Indy with 6 seconds and the clock in my heart. I know I gotta have it. Hit the streets up like it's my last time to bend, to bend, to bend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time to bend everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not looking at you now, cause I know I'm a winner, winner. Cause I know I'm giving to somebody who ain't never had it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Cause I know they need it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 I'll be the one to give it all. Oh, 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 oh. Cause I know they need it all. Oh, 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 I'll be the one to give it all. Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the constitution to no losing. Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. Can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place in time. I'm on my grind, time, I'm on my grind.
Here on Miss J in the morning, I'ma give it oh 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 oh. Y'all lucky I can't sing. I just tell people that if Miss J can sing, I'll be singing the whole show. I wouldn't play none of y'all. I just sing all the songs. I do covers of all the songs that I would play on here. It's funny because it's true. Isn't God amazing? Thank God he did not give me the gift of singing in that aspect. But, hey, y'all never know. I just might go ahead and get some vocal lessons and then come on here and freestyle and drop an album and then be the number one seller. How about that? That's the type of faith we're talking about right here on Miss J in the morning. Expect the unexpected. Believe in the unbelievable. It is possible to do the impossible with Christ Jesus, right here on Miss J in the morning. I'm going to share a testimony and tell the truth about Miss J in the morning. I had another radio show called Firestarters Kingdom Radio out there on the East Coast. Shout out to all of my Firestarters. We were striking to ignite the fire in your life. We started out doing a Sunday after party. You know, after church, when you get a good word, you be still, you be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you get home, you eat, and then you go to sleep, and then you forget by the time Wednesday comes, you need rejuvenation. So, we used to have the after party, starting fires. I mean, it was off the chain. I had my co-host, shout out to Lissandra Hardy. I had another announcer, another DJ, shout out to Latasha, a.k.a. Be Inspired, and Marcus Pettisclu. We were doing it big out there in the ATL, and then I moved back to the West Coast, and I decided, you know what, I'm done. I am a mother now. I need to focus on my child. I need to focus on what I need to do. I can't do that. That's distracting. It's taking away too much time. I'm investing too much money. Does this sound familiar to some of y'all? Yeah. So I was like, I'm investing too much money. I got a lot of money going out. I don't have no money coming back in. I got to be on every day. Now all of them got their own show. I got to make sure that they represent my company the right way. My child is growing. I got to pay for his shoes. I got to pay rent. I got to pay the car note, insurance, all this other type of stuff, every utility that you can think about. I'm back in California. I got to get reacquainted. I think I'm speaking somebody's life right now. And I got frustrated. So I said, forget it, I'm not doing it again. And people kept asking me, well, what happened? Are you still on Firestarters? What are you doing? People were actually still listening to the show. To this day, people are still logging on to Firestarters, and we have not been recording since 2010. and people are still listening to Firestarters Kingdom Radio. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I should just go ahead and start and do a show maybe once a week or even just once a month to get back in there, to stay in the loop and let people know that I'm still here. It grew from once a month to once a week to twice a week to only on weekends to three times a week to five times a day. Starting right here, we just aired in September of 2012, only 5 months ago. Since then, we have been picked up by another network, iArtistRadio.com. We have over now 12,500 faithful listeners. People that are constantly calling in and tuning in on the computer that are listening, it is logged, it is documented. That's not including the people that are going back and listening to the archive shows. In only 5 months, I did not start with any money on this radio show. So if you guys are believing that your dreams are impossible or that you think that you're just going to do something by happenstance and it's not that serious, the devil is a lie. God has some great plans for you. Ms. J in the Morning is now featured around the world. I had a shout out from Costa Rica on Facebook. It is documented. I have shouts out on Twitter from Africa, from Japan, from the UK, from Canada, and all across the United States. If you are not believing that God can do it, then don't even trip about not receiving it. You have to believe it before you receive it. You're crying and all that type of stuff, that didn't move God. God is not moved by our emotions. He is not moved because you mad. He is not moved because you sad. He understands and he has compassion. But please hear me. Your emotions do not move the hand of God. What moves the hand of God is your faith and your praise. It got to the point to where you got tired of being sick and tired, and you said, you know what? I don't care what happens. I'm going to go after it. And as soon as you did that, it was released. It wasn't your crying. It wasn't your praying all the time. God hears your prayers. And he will answer it, but you cannot activate it and release it out of the spiritual realm until you truly believe it, and then you will receive it. How do you know that you believed it? You went and you applied for the job. You went and you called and you asked somebody. You went and you got on Google and you looked up how to start a business. That is your faith in action, and that's what releases the blessings of God. So if there's any areas in your life that you are lacking, any areas that you're looking God to move, you have to look at yourself. How am I expressing my faith? What am I speaking? What am I thinking? What am I truly believing? Have you ever prayed for something and it didn't happen, and then in the back of your mind, I'll just be honest, I ain't gonna call you out. You ain't gotta say it. But just silently, go ahead and agree with me because I done did it myself. When it didn't happen, you say, well, I knew it wasn't going to happen anyway. Well, that's my life. See, that type of talk, see, God already knew you was going to say that. That's why he didn't do it. He said, that's why I'm going to go ahead and wait another year before I give that to you because you truly don't believe it. So now I got to put you back in the fire to get all them impurities out. So I'm going to go ahead and stop preaching to y'all. I'm going to get right back into some praise. I'm going to let that marinate and simmer on y'all because I told you on today, we being released, we are going to celebrate. We are going to live. I'm sick of being under something like a millionaire. I'm telling y'all, it's time. It's 2013, so let's get our praise. I'm a professional at that. Y'all ain't know. Here's Kenton Jones, the professional on Miss J in the March.
the bike, might even do a rock to it. When I get right to it, people be lying. Hey, hold on, I've been a pro for so long, and when I start to feel it, ain't nothing that can go wrong. Ain't nothing to it, I can do it like that. And I don't need fluid just to lose it like that. My crew in the back, but we ain't holding up the wall. Who said I need the front just to see what's going on? Crank up the song, tell them bring it back. Hey, DJ, bring it back. Get my hands in the air, feet down low. I do it everywhere, ain't nothing on the down low. Hey, you can do it too, go ahead and give it a try. I'm a pro, that's for sure with it, that's no lie.
Watch me work. Now watch me work.
Hey.
Now watch me work.
Watch me work.
I'm up. Watch me work.
Watch me work. Make it
down. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Hey.
Now watch me work.
Watch me work.
Watch me work.
Watch me work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work.
Hey, keep it going. Hey, watch me work. Hey, shout out to all y'all working it out there. Those of you getting up, grinding every day, every morning, not giving up, believing that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me correct myself. Be made glad in it. He will make you glad. What will he do to make you glad? He continues to bless you. He continues to provide for you. I want to give y'all another testimony. Why am I just sharing all these testimonies? I just want to encourage all y'all on this morning. There was a time when I had, like, under no money. It wasn't that I didn't have any money. I had, like, under no money. People say they don't have money, but they still got an income. It just goes to all the bills. No. I didn't have an income. I didn't have nothing coming in. I was under no money. See, y'all don't understand. Let me break that down. Those of you who talking about I ain't got no money, y'all know I'm broke and y'all got an income? Y'all just saying that all the money that's coming in is going straight to bills and I'm behind on some bills. No, y'all need to stop lying to yourselves and lying to everybody else. I'm talking about the ones who got bills and don't have nothing coming in. Not a dollar, not a penny, not a dime coming in. That's beyond ain't having no money. So there was a time I didn't have no money. And I had an opportunity to get some money. I had somebody, this is when I was in Atlanta, I had somebody to call me and say, hey, I'm going to put some money, y'all know us folks, some country folks, I'm going to put some money on the Y for you. What does that mean? Those of you who don't know, if you ever hear somebody say, I will put some money on the wire for you, that means they're going to send some money through MoneyGram or they're going to send some money through Western Union. They call it the wire. That's just some country, old school stuff. But I had somebody call me and say, I'm going to put some money on the wire for you. But I had to get to the money. Y'all got to understand, I lived in Atlanta. At this time, I was living in Sandy Springs, which is like north of Atlanta, where it's kind of suburbish, where there's only buses that you have to take to the train and you can walk somewhere, but it's a country mile in the south. It ain't just, you know, a couple of blocks. It's a country mile. And it was cold, and I had no money. It only cost $1.75 to ride the bus to go right down the street to get to the Western Union. Here's the problem. It was dark. It was cold, and I live in the back of my apartment complex, which was a long hike up hill. Not to mention it was about a mile and a half down the road after I got up the hill. And I said, you know what, God, I'm going to sacrifice because I need this money. I have to get places. I need to go look for jobs. I don't care what happens. And I was crying because I had my baby at the time. I mean, he was an itty-bitty thing. And I said, well, we just going to wrap up. I'm going to put him in a little backpack in front of me, and we're going to say, feet don't fail me now, and start trucking. But something on the inside told me to look around and scrape up and see if I could just find $1.75 and change. I was looking under the couch. I was looking in old purses because I changed my purses, old pocket shoes, shaking out my wallet, everything else. And I opened my kitchen drawer, the junk drawer. I promise y'all, I don't ever put money in there. And there was a $5 bill in there. Now, y'all think that's something small, but at that moment, that was major. That was exceedingly abundantly above. And thank God there was a corner store right up the hill that I could get change. I promise you, I shouted like it wasn't nobody's business about that $5. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it got there. But those are the type of miracles that some people need. Some of y'all stressing and praying for something big like a car and a house. And there are people that are praying if they can just get $1.75, they can go down the street to get $100 to last another week or even $25 or $50. Shout out to those of you who are working, who are still sacrificing, that have beneath no money. Shout out to y'all that have an income, and I'm decreeing and declaring that y'all are going to change your language and quit saying you broke and don't have no money. Y'all speaking that into the atmosphere. You're speaking things as if they are. You have an income. What you need to pray is, God, please decrease my outcome or help me manage my finances better. You know, if your income is $1,000 and your bills come up to $950, you can't spend $75 on a pair of shoes. It's not going to work. I don't care how much you believe God in, you have to use wisdom. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to back it up. Y'all know I'm giving you some word today, but we are going to live. Before you die, you have to live. I'm decreeing and declaring over everybody that is listening today. If you can hear me, even if you're listening to the archive message, you are not going to leave this earth until you have done everything that God has called you to do. You are going to die empty, empty, meaning you've done it all. So what we're going to do is take a commercial break, and when we come back, it's the area code check-in. So while the commercials are playing, go ahead and text everybody. Tell them to call in, 714-816-4743. Tell them, hey, if you're listening on a computer, call in, rep your city. The midday area code check-in is coming up right after this.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
God is the ruler of all things. Life ain't as hard as it seems. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go. I know we have plenty more blessings. Lord, I give my heart to you. Whatever you want me to do, I made a vow to you to be on this battlefield. Yeah, I know it's time.
Come on.
Ms. J in the morning. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management, Martella Walker, also JDKT, Little Rock, Arkansas, Little Rock keeps it on lock right here every day with Ms. J in the morning. Y'all hit them up. Support your local artists. Log on to Facebook, One Girl Gospel Management. Shout out to Cynthia Harris, the head sister in charge. Booking information, dial 501-416-0031, 501, that's Arkansas, I see y'all out there, calling, keeping it locked. It's time for the midday area code check-in. Those of you who have called in, I see you, thank you for being obedient and calling in during the commercial break, thank you for spreading the word. Y'all make sure you keep it locked here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com 5 days a week, y'all. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my iArtist Radio family. Everybody out there on the East Coast, everybody international. I don't even know what time it is in Africa and Japan and the U.K., but thank you. I don't know what time it is in Costa Rica, but thank you so much for tuning in to Ms. J in the morning. Those of you who have called in, you dial 714-816-4743. So, I got y'all down. Let's see how we do it right here. Let me make sure I don't mess up. Here we go. 501-209-770-404-518-702-864-678-513-408-323-860-916-917-917. I see you out there. 662, I got you too, boo. I didn't forget about you. Thank you so much, everybody that's calling in. Shout out to the Macs and the PCs. Those of you who are checking in, repping AT&T, Sprint and Verizon, the top three in 2012. Y'all know Verizon was number one. So, well, shout out to all of you Verizon folks repping the best cell phone carrier. Those of you who got iPhones, y'all repping the best-selling phone. There is, y'all, I'm still a droid. I don't hate on the iPhones, but I'm a droid. I am. Those of you who still got Black, who still got a BlackBerry? I want y'all to let me know. Y'all still on that CrackBerry? Y'all know the most hated company now in America, right? Y'all know y'all going to have to release and get up out. I'm just letting y'all know. It's all good. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got some quick news for y'all. I ain't forgot about y'all. We're going to talk about some stuff that's going on in America. We're going to get back into some music. But before we do that, y'all know I have a passion for youth. I do. I am so, so concerned. I don't even want to call it a worry. I know the next generation got to get it together. These are the ones that we're going to vote for, y'all. When we get old and trying to retire, and not that you're just old because you're about to retire, but y'all know when we get up there in age, these are the ones, the crazy ones. Yeah, the ones that's doing all this crazy stuff, they're the ones that's going to make the decisions about the fate of our nation. So y'all know we got to get it together right now. The first thing we need to do is worry about their diet, their food, what they are eating. Y'all know if you eating bad stuff, it ain't good for you. So what about the babies that ain't even fully developed? Y'all know Ms. J had a challenge. I had gained 6 pounds last year, and I'm working very hard to lose it. I've lost half of it. I've already lost 3 pounds. Woo-woo for the 3 pounds that I lost. I'm keeping it going. Y'all want to find out more about it? Stay tuned with me on the website and on Facebook and Twitter. Sometimes I mention it. Sometimes I don't, depending on how I feel. But those of you who are feeding your kids fast food frequently, stop it. You got to stop it. You got to stop it. So what I'm going to read to y'all and let y'all know is that studies were done to let you guys know that asthma and emphysema are connected to children who eat fast food frequently. Connected to children who eat fast food frequently. Asthma, emphysema, diabetes, all of that stuff is connected to them hamburgers, those chicken nuggets, French fries. Y'all done did it. We all did it back in the day. We've seen, you know, kids teasing, so what you going to give them a French fry so they can slobber all on it and all that other stuff. Well, recent studies have shown because of the different hormones, treatments of food that they're doing, it's not like it was back in the day. I see a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm from the old school, so we just going to go ahead and give these little babies some table food. That's why your baby is so big right now. That's why your baby is a year old and always sick, always got a runny nose. That is not normal. They don't prepare the food like they did back in the day. That's why you have to be sure to read what's in your food and what you're giving the baby. So now babies are developing food allergies earlier than they did back in the 80s and even the 90s. These babies that are born in the new millennium are coming with all of these different sicknesses, different diseases, different allergies because of the food that you are giving them, and we're starting earlier. You're giving toddlers French fries. French fries, you think that's okay, but it's drenched, coated, and dipped in different animal fats and all that before it's frozen and fried in different types of oils that are blended. Canola oil, there is no such thing as a canola flour, y'all. That is not a natural oil. A lot of places don't use olive oil and just vegetable oil, but we don't think about that. And you're giving it to your baby. So the same thing that's hurting you, you're giving it to your baby. The burgers and all that stuff that's frozen, it's okay sometimes, but you have to be very careful how early you give it to them and how frequent you give it to them. So we all know in America childhood obesity is an epidemic, obesity in adults as well, but now they're watching even asthma to be more specific, and eczema. These are skin allergies and things that your babies are dealing with. Now you got to give your babies these medicines that aren't FDA approved. Now you got to try it, and you're taking your baby back and forth because every winter your baby got the flu or got a bad cough or bad cold. You have to look at the food that you are feeding your child. So they did studies on toddlers and adolescents, and, of course, the toddlers were the worst. So if your baby is teething, go ahead and spend the money on Gerber. Go ahead and spend the money on the baby food. Those foods were developed for their age. Or if you want to do it naturally, you don't want to give them an apple. It's okay. Give them something that will just mush up in their hand. Go ginger snaps. Y'all remember ginger snaps? That was a teething ring back then. Give them a teething ring. You can get them at the Dollar Tree. Don't give them a French fry. And the baby teeth ain't even came in, and you wondering why your baby wearing a size 1 T and he only 3 months old. It ain't hereditary. It's a generational habit that we eating too much, and now you done started your baby eating too much. Mom, well, your mama big and your daddy big, so you just going to be big. No, your mom and your daddy ate too much, so now you're teaching the baby to eat too much. We going to tell the truth, shame the devil in the name of Jesus. But I want to encourage you guys that we have to do it. We have to start now. Don't be fooled. The old school people don't understand. They say, girl, when you was little, I did it to you. It didn't hurt you. Well, the food wasn't processed the way that it is now. There were the chemicals and the treatments and the tests that they are doing on crops and food back then that they are now. So it's not the same. The beans and the little bean juice and rice that you ate when you was little ain't the same beans and rice that you're feeding your child. So you have to take a stand, and you have to start now and protect your children from even yourselves. We love our kids, and we want them to be here a long time. I want my son and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren to live longer than me. I don't want to see them struggling, can't play on the playground because they're too big and can't jump off the monkey bars because y'all using French fries to teething rings. Come on, y'all. Let's OD on positivity. Right here on Ms. J in the morning. What we're going to do is release our minds. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to come back with a little bit more stuff. Here's Lauryn Hill, I Get Out, right here on Ms. J in the morning. Get out.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more.
Tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the morning. Holla.
I get out of social bondage. I get out of religious bondage.
Get Out by Lauryn Hill. That was from her Unplugged album some years back, but it still stands true today. Don't just take what people tell you. Do your research. Even the news that I share with you today, go ahead. It's online, Yahoo News, MSNBC. Google it. Find out for yourself. We have become cows in this society where we're moved over here and moved over there and moved right into the slaughterhouse. You got to break free from all of that. You have to break free, do the research for yourself, y'all. But with all that being said, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called. We are all called, y'all. It wasn't by accident or chance that you were here in the world. I want to share this brief story real quick before we end the show. There's a woman named Katie Beers. It was about 20 years ago that she was kidnapped, 1993 to be exact. She is now 30. She's married, and she's releasing a book that she started writing 4 years ago. She's from New York, and she was kidnapped by one of her neighbors. She was kidnapped. She was chained and locked in a coffin-sized box and sexually abused. And what she says about her kidnapping is, quote, "It was the best thing that ever happened to me." How can that be? At 10 years old, she was stolen from her home by a familiar face. She was locked in a coffin-sized box, actually chained, and sexually assaulted by this man repeatedly. And she says now, 20 years later, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. The reason why she said that is because it allowed her to escape from her abusive home. She was being abused so much by her stepfather and her mother that after she was found and the man admitted to kidnapping her and led authorities to her, she was placed in foster care, and the foster family gave her things that she never had in her 10 years of life. She did awesome. She is now, she has a degree. She's, again, married, has children, and she's written a book. It's called Buried Memories by Katie Beers, or the Katie Beers Story. You guys want to check it out. I encourage everybody to read this. This is a true testament. Even the most horrible things that you can think of, a 10-year-old locked in a coffin, not knowing if you're going to see the light of day for 17 days in a dungeon, hidden and only taken out to be sexually assaulted by a sick man, says that was the best thing that had ever happened to her. She was on Dr. Phil. She linked with some reporters to co-write her autobiography. It will be released pretty soon. The man who admitted and was charged for the kidnapping, she didn't agree to the rape at the time, so he wasn't charged for the rape. He is up for parole this year. So a lot of things emotionally are going on, but she is standing strong. She is standing proud, and she says that's the best thing that ever happened to her. I think that's an amazing testimony, and when I think about all the hell that I say I went through, I have never experienced that, and I thank God I haven't, and I praise God that I never will. I can't imagine standing up and saying that was the best thing that ever happened to me. So before you go complaining about your life situation, before you go complaining about what happened and getting stuck in the past, just know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So on today, instead of getting stuck in everything that you wish you had, you don't have, you need to have, I wish I had, I can't do it because I don't have this, and I want to do it, but I need this, and I got to find this, and I got to find that, and I would help this person, but I got to get me done. All that mess, we're throwing it out. You are going to get up today. You are going to live. The sun is shining bright. Even if it's dark and cloudy, the sun is always there. You may not be able to feel him. You may not be able to see him, but he is always there. So I'm going to leave you with this song today. Get up and go get it. It's my girl, Mary. Mary, right here, Miss J in the morning. It's been awesome. And I look forward to hearing from you guys in the morning. I love you.